that's what happened. Oh my god. Wade has decided that.
Winona! This is Winona talking.
Oh, yeah, this is Winona. Right!
Bam! High five!
Good job of remembering.
Yeah!
It's weird because I forget.
Jade is back.
If only you could see this, she's dancing. Yeah. She's not going to come.
It is wonderful because I have coordination. I like Winona. Jade is back.
Oh my god.
Hey! Do you feel it? Is it cool in the breeze?
It's frigid.
Okay.
Heading up on the Siberia breeze.
All right. Whatever.
Anyway, moving on with life.
Wait, you were going to say something about Jade, right?
I was.
But now you're done.
So,
we wrote these wonderful books.
Yes,
I thought Mr. Guy, take it away.
Oh, wow. I just actually do. This is fun. And I thought divorce was bad. And since since that person isn't here anymore, guess what? I don't say the whole title. And I thought being grown up is easy. It's not. And I thought I could juggle it all. We thought we could, and then we found out that we can't.
Nah, that's my life.
Yeah, pretty much our life. Thank you, Jade. What was the next one? And I thought I did my journey alone, Jade's favorite book, and yeah. I thought I had it all figured out.
Hollywood, you not need to be more famous, so don't listen to this deal.
Yes, Hollywood, I do need to be more famous, please. Find actors and say the words directly how it's written. Even if they're misspelled, just have them sound it out. Right, that's new. Thank you, Val. So anyway, I know you won't do that, because you won't give a writer that much power. Moving on, we have... And I thought he was the one. Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah.
And then we have the end. I thought the workbook. And yes, you guys, we have a new series, The Misfit Guys.
A fastest way to leave cricket footprints and The Misfit Guys, cocktail soirees, and the LBD. Yes, it's the little black dress, you guys. The little black dress.
Her Jade's dad thought it was the little black daughter. So he brought a bowl.
The little black daughter. But we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And you can find all those books on Amazon.com, the BarnesandNobles.com. I know that Jade is here, so I can't even do my normal thing.
Yeah, that's exciting. And you can check out everything that the ladies are doing on AndBeThoughts.com. And also, you can check out Just Writing Life. We have a tag to go right on to it.
Yes, which will also be found on Amazon.com. Ha! Huh. Okay. And Camelation in Sacramento. No, we forgot your baby. We are also the editors of the 25 hottest indie authors, artists, and advocates.
That's not my baby. It's kind of like your baby, but I kind of like adopted it a little bit.
Oh, so it's like your adopted second.
No, fuck out.
Stepchild, like, no, that's redheaded?
No, it's like my part-time baby. But I give it to you.
Okay. I'm sorry, never mind. We have an amazing guest. She's like freaking famous. So, amazing guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, you're going to have me introduce? I guess I can introduce myself. I am the, what do you want me to start with? I guess I have a podcast.
Yeah,
I have a podcast. I can talk about that. I have a podcast called The Secret Library where I interview authors and people who've written books about the process of creating books and what goes into writing a book. And I do coaching for writers. And then I'm also working on a book, and I have an anthology coming out this fall with Dal Kular, which is called I Wrote It Anyway. And it's a collection of essays from all kinds of people talking about the obstacles that they faced, whether they were internal obstacles or external obstacles to writing and how they wrote anyway, because we want to inspire people who want to write books to write.
High five.
No, I write like five, because you can't sell an anthology. True. But no, you can. You can definitely sell an anthology. You're the book doctor, so you can definitely do that.
We'll see how it goes. But it just felt important to us. We were talking about it actually back in January about how all these people, you know, we'd heard, because my friend Dahl, who's co-editing with me, is...
Who now? The first question is going to be like, so write it anyway. I remember thinking that when I was in high school, everyone was like, you should write, which was awesome. But I wanted to be a... Not anymore. Write it anyway. How did you get into your writing journey? And what obstacles did you overcome to make this actual income stream?
Well, I think... I was always interested in writing from when I was a little kid. I would take all of the paper in the house, and then I would take the stapler and I would start stapling it into little booklets, and I would make all of these books. And eventually my mom said, well, maybe you should write something in them instead of just continuing to use up all of the paper that we have in the house and making books and drawing pictures on the cover. And I mean, I was lucky in that my family didn't say things like, oh, you shouldn't write, or writing's a waste of time, or it's a bad idea, which a lot of people have been told that. So I was definitely encouraged and told that writing was a good thing to follow through with. So I did. And what ended up happening was, despite my school being supportive, my family being supportive, I didn't end up pursuing a writing degree in college. And it was only recently that I realized why, which was when I was in high school, I took a creative writing class. I was really lucky. I went to a school that had a creative writing class in high school. And there was a guy in the class who was a creepy stalker. And he wrote, he would call me at night and have these conversations about music and things. And but he was a little bit, like, I felt uncomfortable, but I wasn't assertive enough as a teenager to say, you know what, I don't want to talk to you. And I didn't really know how to say that. And then he wrote a short story in the class talking about a lot of things that we had referenced. And then there was something very violent that happened to the woman that he was talking about. So I got really scared, and I started to feel like, oh, writing is scary, and writing means you're visible, and writing means you can get hurt, and it's very, very dangerous. And I didn't end up taking any writing classes at all in college, even though I went to a school that had a lot of writing available. And only later I was like, oh, I think that was because it was like the year after that happened that I didn't feel comfortable pursuing it. But I've always been a heavy duty reader. I've always read. I think I was in third grade the first time I stayed up all night to finish reading a book. It was Bridge to Terabithia, which I loved. And so books have always been really important to me. And I've always said, you know, I want to write. And I eventually started a blog I started a couple of them, but the one that really stuck was back in like 2015, I think. And I'm always suggesting books to people. And I worked in a bookstore for a while as I was starting my business. And so I'm always, anyone says, oh, this is what's going on for me. You know, all of these things about their life, or they're going on a trip, or they've been through a breakup or whatever. I would say, oh, I know which book you have to read. You got to read this book. And so my friends started calling me the book doctor, because I would always prescribe books whenever anyone had anything going on in their life. So then I just stayed connected to how important books were for me, and they were for people around me. And I realized that writing about books was a way for me to get back to writing. So I started doing all this blogging, and then I started the podcast. And now I've been working on a novel for about a year and a half, and I'm working on this anthology as well. So that's the short version.
That's awesome. That's the short version?
Yeah,
it tells me the right.
All the details, I love it.
She's like, I need all the details on this one. Exactly. You can tell she's a real, like, novel writer, and I'm like a poet. It's like, who needs details? Who can get this done in a page? Let's just talk about our feelings.
Yeah. I think they're both important.
So how cool is it to have such a famous podcast?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So I wanted to know, how awesome is it to have a famous podcast?
Oh, it's, I don't know. Is it famous? I mean, I think it's exciting. I mean, it's really nice. I think that you all probably had this experience as well. It's like when you have a show and somebody writes you and says, this was helpful to me, or I listened to this interview that you had with this person and it inspired me to keep going and to keep writing. Like those messages make me so happy. So I think that being able to do something that actually helps people it's really important to me, and to actually get feedback that it's making a difference is incredible. I feel really lucky.
Absolutely. We totally understand that. So, I think, you had three questions.
No, it's not. You better figure out a question. Don't even sit down and be like, whatever.
Are
you in a wine coma? I'm
not in a wine coma. Who is in a wine coma? That's horrible. I would never be in a wine coma.
That's okay. So I guess I'm going to have the next to the last question, Jade.
Well, no.
So anyway, no. I want to know, how did you figure out, like, how did you turn this into an actual income stream? And how long did it take? Because I know a lot of people out there are like, I want to write books, and that's all I want to do. And a lot of times you go, no, you need to be diversified in order to actually make income. So do you have an answer for income in writing?
Yes, totally. I think it's true. I won't say that you don't have to be diversified, because I think unless you're Dan Brown or, you know, somebody who everybody knows their name immediately, then you can just write books and make tons of money off of it. I think that's totally doable. But I think if you don't have that kind of presence and that kind of platform, then I think that you have to be willing to invest the time and to do it for a long period of time. But I just interviewed somebody who was talking about writing, and she said she was at a friend's party, and she said this friend throws really great parties, but at like 9:30, she's going home, and everyone said, oh, are you leaving on a trip tomorrow? And she said, no, I got to get up at 5 a.m. and I got to write. And I think that if you really want to write, and you want to write so much that you're going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and leave somebody's party, then you're going to do it regardless. So I would say lean into that for sure. But also to think about the fact that there are different kinds of projects that you can do with writing. So yes, you can write a book, you can write novels, you can write nonfiction books, all of those things. And you can go the traditional route, sell a book with a proposal, go to a publisher, or you could even self-publish them, but that's just writing books. But by writing a book, you have information and you've identified yourself as knowing about a particular topic, whether that is writing a certain kind of novel or writing about a certain, you know, whether it's thrillers or if you're writing a romance or you're writing just literary fiction, you're writing a particular style of writing. So you can then talk about that. You can be an expert on that and share your information. So you can teach, you can go on other shows, you can talk about what you're doing on other shows, and you can also speak if you like speaking. If you're not, I mean, I'm pretty introverted, but I actually don't mind speaking, which is an interesting thing that can happen. All of these things can go together in order to make money at it. And then I ended up, as I was sort of, I guess, desperately procrastinating and scared about actually writing, I ended up getting my master's in psychology. So I've ended up combining working with people on the fears that they have about writing and putting it together as a coach. So we will look at what's holding somebody back from sitting down and writing. And I've built that practice over the past several years. And I would say that between the podcast, which serves as both an access for me to talk to people that I wouldn't normally have access to. I mean, it's a really interesting thing having a podcast, which you all know as well, that if you just call or email random people and say, hey, I want to talk to you about what you're doing, then you don't necessarily get a response. But if you say, but I have a show and I'm going to share our conversation, then all kinds of amazing people are willing to talk to you. And if you build that up and you build up who's listening and you build up those kinds of experiences, then you can start to make money off of the show. And the ways that you can do that are, I mean, there are many ways, but two that we have used are that you'll get products that you care about anyway. Like a lot of writers use Scrivener, for example, which is a software for writing. And so we reached out to them and said, hey, we have this show. Everybody loves your software. We think it would be a good match. So they sponsored the show for a while. And the other thing that you can do, which we have just recently started and are starting to build up, is you can start a Patreon. And if people listen to the show and the show matters to them, then people can contribute to help to support the show. And Patreon is a really interesting model that's building, where if you're a writer and you write things that people respond to, and whether you write a blog or books or poems or other kinds of things, you can actually put up the kind of work that you're doing, and then people can sponsor you to help support you. One, Lucy Bellwood she writes comics, and she loves tall ships, like old-fashioned, you know, used to sail across the world, like with pirates on them kind of ships. And so she learned how to be on them, and she draws comics about how they work, like how you can be a sailor and how you can do all this stuff. And so she has a Patreon, and people will support her so she can write comics about that, which would previously have been a very difficult thing to make an income doing. But if you have a topic that you're interested in, that you know other people are interested in, and you share it, and you're willing to share your story, then a Patreon can be a really good model for a writer. So those are just some initial thoughts I have about making money as a writer that are kind of outside of the, well, you should go work for an ad agency and write, you know, marketing copy, which most people who are creative writers don't want to do because it's not the same kind of writing and it's not fun and it's not the project that you're really in love with.
I just had someone write copy for us, and I went, and they were like, yeah, I used to make great money doing this. You should do this. And I went, that doesn't seem fun.
No.
Nate has a question. Woo! So would you call a book the new business card?
I think I have heard that said, and I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I think that there's a number of reasons why it can be. I mean, I think it's an easy way to share your expertise. A lot of people don't use business cards necessarily anymore because everybody's digital and nobody wants stuff and everybody's into not having physical things. And you could get a book that's a physical book, but you can also get an ebook. So it's a really way, a good way to communicate what you're about and to communicate the ideas that matter to you and to share your expertise and your knowledge through, you know, through a medium that you can share with other people. So I think that in many ways, books are becoming something that many people feel like they have to have. Like, oh, I have to have written a book in order to get credibility in a certain area. And I think that, I mean, while I love writing, I think that there are also people out there that should feel permission not to have to write a book. You don't have to write a book if you don't want to. I think there are plenty of other ways to communicate and connect with people. Like, some people who don't like writing are actually really great for if they wanted to host their own podcast or they wanted to do a video show, then they don't have to write because writing can be really hard and stressful and difficult if that's not the natural way that you want to communicate. So I would say, yes, it can be, but it's not the only business card that's available if people feel discouraged or intimidated by the idea of writing.
I love that. I love you. I don't want that to sound all odd and stuff, but and the information you have given today is amazing. That's what it's the book doctor. Hello.
Oh,
you know, the narcissism in me has to ask two things.
Wait, no, I have the last question, and it's like about that time that I ask it. So, JC Holman, thank you for this question. What's next, and where can people find you?
Well, what's next is a couple of things. One is the anthology, I Wrote It Anyway, is coming out the very beginning of October. So that's probably the thing that's coming out the soonest next. My novel is a longer process, but I'm going to be working on that through the fall and into next year once I wrap up the anthology with my friend Dahl. And people can find me at carolinedonahue.com. That's my main site with my coaching and everything. And then the podcast lives at secretlibrarypodcast.com. And that's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and pretty much everywhere you can get podcasts.
Love it. Love it. And you guys, it's a really, really good podcast. I thoroughly
check it
out. Yes.
Oh, you're so sweet.
And it was like, oh my goodness, this podcast is cool.
Aw, thank you.
Like, shut up for like a week. And then I had to like listen to it, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got hey, up. I guess I can. Okay.
So you guys, you can find out everything that your ladies are doing and support our charities, the charities that we probably support on andwethought.com. Go to the ladies page in the middle. That's where the charities are. Will Milner. With your finger waving in the air.
I had to interrupt, Jay, because you know, you guys, we have the Thoughtful Book Festival coming up on August 31st, and we have the Writer's Retreat. And so that really is, we want you to come out and learn the business of writing and then come and produce our first chapter. Yeah, the business end of the pen. So we're going to learn business end of the pen from an actual CEO, like the former CEO of a Gulf, that was crying out loud. That's pretty awesome. And then we have 8 professionals that are coming out to teach you how to write and then overseeing the writing. So you have a first chapter to pitch to actual publishers that are going to be there. That's kind of cool. And all of this is happening in Las Vegas. So if you get bored writing, let's party, y'all.
No, let's not party too hard. You can write still. But, okay, you guys can check all of that out. And our upcoming audiobook that will be coming out, you know we're going to put that on andwethought.com. But remember, you guys, that wisdom is all around you. If you're open to finding it,
Oh
and my! Accepting it.
And accepting it. Oh, I am so
low.
Now I've got it right over like 90 sometimes. I got to start it over again. So the next one will be at 1. So. Oh, so peace and love from Winona, who does not have a manicure, although she's on the stage at a conference.
Indeed. Bye.